This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. The USDA released the net cash income forecast for this year. Net farm income is now forecast to be $131 billion in 2013. That's up 15.1% from 2012's estimate of $113.8 billion. After adjusting for inflation, net farm income in 2013 is expected to be the highest since 1973. The net cash income forecast is down just over 3% from 2012 at $129.7 billion. Despite the decline, the 2013 forecast would mark just the fourth time net cash income, after adjusting for inflation, has topped $100 billion since 1973. Total expenses are again expected to increase in 2013, continuing a string of year-to-year increases that have taken place since 2002, with the exception of 2009. Expenses are projected up $10.9 billion in 2013 to $352 billion. That would be the highest on record in both nominal and inflation-adjusted dollars. USDA says labor and rent are the expense items expected to increase most in 2013, with producers expected to pay less for fuel and fertilizer. The debt-to-asset ratio and debt-to-equity ratio are expected to reach historic lows. USDA says this confirms the strength of the farm sector's solvency. A major fight is brewing over the EPA's recent proposal to reduce the renewable fuel standard for conventional and advanced biofuels next year. The EPA's move to reduce to just over 15 billion gallons from an 18 billion gallon target has sparked a huge outcry from farm and biofuel interests. Senator Chuck Grassley says he recently told a pro-RFS rally of farmers in his state,
"We will fight this in the White House. We will fight this with the bureaucrats of EPA. We'll fight it in the courts. We'll fight it in the halls of Congress."
Grassley says lawmakers could challenge the EPA rule once it becomes final through a congressional veto process, and failing that, challenge EPA in court.
"This will end up in the courts based on the proposition that they don't have the authority to lower the amount of ethanol that has to be used. They might have some flexibility on how fast it ought to increase, but they lowered it. So I think there will be a battle."
Grassley also vowed to pressure the White House.
"It's his EPA that made this ruling. And even though there were hundreds of farmers at our rally and plenty of zest to fight this battle, there's one person that can make all the difference in the world. And if this president is really for biofuels, he ought to speak up and step in and stop his EPA from issuing this regulation."
Grassley and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar have also asked the Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission to probe alleged efforts by oil companies to stop their retailers from installing E15 blender pumps. Having vehicles that are able to take E15 fuel would be crucial for future ethanol production. Wider use of best practices and technologies could significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the livestock industry, according to a recent United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization report. Robert Giblin has more.
A recent UN report says that wider use of technology and best practices could reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the livestock industry. Tackling climate change through livestock, a global assessment of emissions and mitigation opportunities, is an update of a highly controversial report issued in 2006. The new report is equally as controversial, but it's a step in the right direction. It claims that livestock production accounts for 14.5% of human-caused GHG emissions. Emissions could be cut by 30% globally through wider adoption of concepts already common in American agriculture. Better feeding, genetic selection to improve animal performance, manure management, improved grazing and grassland management, better animal health, and others. U.S. Ag should focus on doing what it does best, continuous improvement through sustainable and efficient practices, and apply some cowboy logic. If it's a fence, mend it. If it's a job, do it. If it's a GHG emission, reduce it.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, your membership is an investment in your children. Ag in the Classroom works with area schools and provides children with the opportunity to learn about agriculture, the source of their food and fiber. Through farm tours and field trips to area farms, Ag in the Classroom also teaches children respect for the environment, animals, and recycling. We help put area children in touch with agriculture. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means investing in our children's education and the future.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2%, and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
The historic drought in the Southern Plains in the two past years has decimated cow numbers. The shortage of forage forced cattlemen to liquidate their herds. At one point, there were reports of so many cows being shipped to auction barns that some barns stopped accepting cows. Now there's a need for those cows to produce the calves and the beef needed to meet strong demand, according to Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We're looking at one of the lowest herds since the early 1950s. It's a big concern as we look at the continued strong demand that we have here in the United States and the increasing demand that we have for our product internationally. So we are really worried about what it's going to take to get producers to start retaining heifers and start regrowing that herd.
There's good reason to worry. Woodall acknowledges the difficulty in convincing a producer to hold back a heifer that can be sold for near record high money today.
And that's what we're seeing. People are getting just great prices for their cattle right now. And that's a good thing for the producer. Of course, we're also looking at the consumer side and worried about how that translates into the retail price of beef. Now, we still have, strong demand, so we have not reached that price point yet where the consumer is choosing somebody else over us, but we never know when we might start to toy with that price point.
Pork, chicken, and turkey have all seen their share of the consumer meat dollar grow as the price of beef has increased. The break-even price to raise a bushel of corn has increased dramatically over the last decade. Todd Gleason has more on the figures and what it might cost to raise a bushel of corn next year.
About a decade ago, 2004 to be exact, it cost a central Illinois farmer $1.67 to raise a bushel of corn. That number comes from the record books, the actual aggregated Illinois Farm Business Farm Management record books. This year and next, University of Illinois Extension Ag Economist Gary Schnittke says the break-even price will be closer to the mid-$4 range.
Much of that increase is due to increases in non-land cost, primarily fertilizer being the big one of those, but also cash rents have increased as well, and those break-evens are for cash rented land, so increased quite a lot.
The break-even price this year, 2013, is about $3 a bushel higher than it was in 2004. Next year, the break-even price to raise a bushel of corn drops just a bit, says Schnicki.
For the coming year, we are looking at break-even prices of around $4.30, so for 2014, we're projecting break-even prices a little bit up north of $4.30. That's down a bit from this year, where we're projecting $4.60. And the reason it's down is we're saying or projecting lower fertilizer costs and a bit higher yields. So we're taking what we would expect for yields for 2014. And while yields were better this year than they were last year, if we ever hit a good year, we'll have hopefully much higher yields.
Here's the big problem with that $4.30 break-even price for next year. It actually is about the same as the price of corn for next year.
That's correct. We're looking at, right now the cash bids for 2014 are in the $4.30 range. So break-even prices are right at what prices are being offered. Net incomes will come down from 2011-2012 levels because of lower prices. And right now we're going to go into a period where we might see some non-land costs come down, particularly fertilizer, and then we'll see what happens to cash rents.
Schnitke believes those will need to come down. History, however, has not looked favorably on periods of time when agricultural cash rents have decreased. The ag economist says he primarily uses the break-even price to benchmark marketing decisions. You shouldn't sell it unless you know what it costs to produce. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.